Welcome to SCOTUscast, the Sixth Amendment and Immigration Consequences of Criminal Convictions edition. Thank you for tuning in. On March 31, 2010, the Supreme Court announced its decision in Padilla v. Kentucky. The question in this case was whether Padilla's counsel had an obligation under the Sixth Amendment to advise him of the immigration consequences of pleading guilty to a particular crime, namely, that doing so would result in his removal from the United States. In an opinion delivered by Justice Stevens, the court held that the Sixth Amendment did require Padilla's lawyer to tell Padilla that his conviction for drug distribution made him subject to automatic deportation. To discuss this case, we have United States Military Academy at West Point Department of Social Sciences Professor Margaret D. Stock. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Professor Stock.
This is Professor Margaret Stock, and I'm here to speak with you today about the recent Supreme Court decision in the case of Padilla versus Kentucky. This case was decided on March 31st, 2010, although it was argued on October 13th, 2009, and was the subject of a prior Federalist Society podcast. This decision, again decided in March, will prove to be one of the most important decisions of this term of the United States Supreme Court. The court held in Padilla versus Kentucky that criminal defense counsel's failure to provide accurate advice on the immigration consequences of a criminal conviction is a violation of a defendant's Sixth Amendment right to counsel. Now, this is going to prove to be a very important case because it will change the way courts and criminal defense attorneys handle non-citizen defendants, how they give advice to non-citizen defendants. And it's also an important case for anyone who follows the Sixth Amendment and the evolution of the Sixth Amendment since its creation originally in the Bill of Rights. But these are the facts of the case, just to remind everybody how this case ended up in front of the Supreme Court. The person who brought this case, Jose Padilla, should not be confused with the American terrorist of the same name. The Jose Padilla in Padilla versus Kentucky is a lawful permanent resident of the United States, not an American citizen. And this Jose Padilla had lived here in the United States for more than 40 years. Although he had served in the United States military during the Vietnam War, he apparently never obtained his United States citizenship. In 2001, however, he pled guilty to the transportation of a large amount of marijuana after troopers found it in his tractor trailer when he was driving through Kentucky. He was a commercial truck driver at the time. He was indicted on three drug counts, two drug possession misdemeanors and one drug trafficking felony, and he was also indicted on a tax charge for driving an unmarked vehicle. He agreed to plead guilty to the drug crimes in exchange for having the tax offense dropped. Now, he says when he pled guilty to these crimes that he spoke with his defense attorney and was told that there would be no immigration consequences to his pleading guilty because he had lived in the United States for a very long period of time. In fact, his defense counsel was completely wrong because in 1996, Congress had passed a set of laws that made it virtually mandatory that any non-citizen who commits a drug trafficking offense will be deported as an aggravated felon under the immigration law. And I should note that the term aggravated felony in immigration law is a term of art that includes things that are neither aggravated nor felonies. It can include minor misdemeanors. But in any event, in 1996, Congress had made it virtually certain that someone like Jose Padilla would be deported if he pled guilty to the crimes for which he was indicted. So Mr. Padilla's defense attorney had given him completely incorrect advice. And once Mr. Padilla pled guilty, he then found out, to his chagrin, that he was facing mandatory deportation. At that point, he attempted to obtain post-conviction relief and brought his case up through the state of Kentucky court system, where he reached the Kentucky Supreme Court and lost his case. Kentucky Supreme Court ruling that advice given by a defense attorney regarding the immigration consequences of a criminal conviction is advice regarding the collateral consequences of his conviction. And therefore, even though he got bad advice, it wasn't something that the Kentucky Supreme Court thought warranted post-conviction relief. So he was not able to obtain relief from his conviction, and he filed an appeal with the United States Supreme Court. In deciding the case in March 2010, the Supreme Court reversed the Kentucky Supreme Court and said that, in fact, under the Sixth Amendment, defense counsel cannot be giving people incorrect information about the immigration consequences of a criminal conviction. Defense counsel instead have a duty to give correct information about these immigration consequences. In an opinion authored by Justice Stevens and joined by Justices Kennedy, Ginsburg, Breyer, and Sotomayor, the court created this new Sixth Amendment right. Justices Alito and Roberts concurred in the judgment, which made it a 7-2 decision, and Justices Scalia and Thomas dissented. Let's go into the Supreme Court's majority opinion and talk about what's in there. First, it's important to note that the Padilla case relies heavily on a 1984 case that's familiar to most lawyers called Strickland. In the Strickland case, a very famous case, the Supreme Court held that the Sixth Amendment right to assistance of counsel is a right to effective assistance of counsel. In other words, a defendant's not just entitled to have a lawyer, but the defendant's entitled to have a lawyer who can provide accurate information about the criminal case and about the consequences of pleading guilty to a criminal case. So you're not just entitled to a lawyer, but you're entitled to a lawyer who's competent. And that's the Strickland case. And Strickland came up with a two-prong test for determining whether somebody should be able to overcome a conviction by arguing that their lawyer didn't give them correct advice. This two-prong test said that first you have to look at whether the lawyer had a duty to give advice about the matter that the defendant's complaining about. And second, you have to figure out whether the defendant was prejudiced by the lawyer giving misinformation. So those are the two prongs of the Strickland test, and they came up in the Padilla case because the court relied heavily on Strickland to make its decision in Padilla, extending the right to counsel to include advice about the immigration consequences of a criminal conviction. Now, in the Padilla case, the court might have come to a different result, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but essentially what the court said is that immigration consequences are so severe that a criminal defense attorney does have a duty to advise a defendant about them when the defendant is considering whether to plead guilty to a criminal offense or not. The court pointed out that in the last few decades, the laws, immigration laws, have become extremely harsh, and in many cases it's virtually certain that a non-citizen defendant will be deported. The court tried to get away from a historic difference between something that's a collateral and a direct consequence of a conviction. They disputed the Kentucky Supreme Court's channeling of this particular consequence into the narrow category of collateral. And this is interesting because it leaves open the possibility that the holding in this case might be extended to other areas, such as the requirement for people to register as a sex offender or the possibility that someone might not be able to get a job because of the conviction or other things that are normally considered to be collateral. But the court was careful here to say that immigration is special, and because immigration consequences are so grave and because immigration is such an unusual area, that under the Sixth Amendment, the court felt defense counsel must have a duty to provide correct advice to a criminal defendant. The court said they could not merely remain silent, that if they limited their holding to the situation where a defense counsel gave affirmative misadvice, that would lead to quote-unquote absurd results. And I want to just quote here from the court's majority opinion. The court said if the holding was limited to affirmative misadvice, then that would, quote, give counsel an incentive to remain silent on matters of great importance, even when answers are readily available. Silence under these circumstances would be fundamentally at odds with the critical obligation of counsel to advise the client of the advantages and disadvantages of a plea agreement, end quote. So the court said it wasn't enough to be silent, and it wasn't enough to say, I don't know. Defense attorneys have to make sure that they don't give bad advice and they don't just tell the client to go out and figure it out for themselves. So this was the majority opinion. And again, this was joined by five justices, but there was a separate concurring opinion by Justices Alito and Roberts, and this is perhaps the most interesting of the opinions that were filed by the justices, because Justice Alito showed a very sophisticated appreciation of the difficulties that criminal defense attorneys would face in attempting to provide immigration advice. Justice Alito goes through a long discussion of how complex and difficult it is to give advice in the immigration context, and he uses repeatedly the quote, "Nothing is ever simple with immigration law," in writing his opinion. Justice Alito said that he concurred in the judgment, but he disagreed with the overall opinion because he said that the reasoning was not accurate. He said that defense attorneys should not have to lay out the consequences of a guilty plea because immigration law is too complicated, and criminal defense lawyers don't have the time or ability to learn, become experts in immigration law. So he said that Justice Alito said that criminal defense lawyers should refrain from giving bad advice, and if they didn't know what the consequences were of a particular criminal charge, the immigration consequences, they should tell the defendant to go see an immigration lawyer. But Justice Alito thought that a lawyer should not have to explain on his own, and Justice Alito criticized the majority for having come up with a vague and halfway test for providing advice to their clients. Justice Alito's opinion is worth reading if you are at all interested in immigration issues, because he does explain thoroughly the difficulties that lawyers have in providing accurate advice regarding immigration consequences. There was also a dissent authored by Justice Scalia and Justice Thomas, and in the dissent, Justice Scalia states that adding to counsel's duties and obligation to advise about a conviction's collateral consequences will have no logical stopping point. Justice Scalia seemed very worried that defense counsel are now going to have piled upon them the burden of providing not just advice about immigration matters, but also advice about numerous other possible consequences. Justice Scalia also said that the court's holding prevents the possibility of legislation that could have solved the problem in a more targeted fashion. And with his usual facility with words, Justice Scalia said that, quote, "the Constitution is not an all-purpose tool for judicial construction of a perfect world. We often find ourselves swinging a sledge where a tack hammer is needed," end quote. So Justice Scalia seemed to think that the court was, in fact, swinging a sledge when it could have done something much more narrow to solve this problem, or left it up to the legislature to resolve. So what is the net result of the decision in Padilla versus Kentucky? Well, it's huge. There are tens of thousands of non-citizens in the United States today who are charged with various crimes, and there are also people that people think are non-citizens who turn out actually to be citizens because citizenship law is so complicated. But there are essentially tens of thousands of people who are potentially affected by this decision. And some of them have already sought and achieved post-conviction relief as a result of Padilla versus Kentucky. What the case does is it shakes up the criminal defense world and tells every criminal defense lawyer that they now have a duty to make sure that in cases where they're defending somebody who may not be a United States citizen, they give correct advice to that individual about the immigration consequences. So right now, as a result of Padilla versus Kentucky, criminal defense attorneys all around the country are rushing out to learn about the immigration consequences of criminal convictions. And this is a very difficult area of the law, and it's one that requires a lawyer to study very, very carefully in order to make sure the advice the lawyer is giving is accurate. In Padilla's case, the advice that was given by his lawyer was wrong. However, Padilla does not necessarily win in the end. His case now gets remanded to the Kentucky courts to determine whether Padilla was prejudiced by the bad advice that his lawyer gave him. And Padilla may actually end up with a less favorable result in the end. He says that he pled guilty because his lawyer advised him that he would not face deportation for his crime, but it remains to be seen whether when he goes back and obtains the opportunity once again to face these criminal charges, whether he will end up in a better situation or a worse situation. What we do know now, though, is that immigration consequences are no longer something that is merely collateral and that can be ignored by defense attorneys when they're providing advice to their clients. Defense attorneys now have to be quite cautious in providing advice to their clients and make sure that they neither remain silent nor provide incorrect advice, but go out and research the actual consequences to clients of their advice. Again, this is a decision that is not just of interest to immigration lawyers. It's also of interest to those who follow the scope of the Sixth Amendment and the right to counsel. And it is clear from most people's reading of the opinion that there are other consequences to a criminal conviction that the court might in the future find a defense lawyer has an obligation to advise the client about. But in the end, as a result of Padilla, the Supreme Court has decided that criminal lawyers now have a duty to inform their non-citizen clients who are considering a guilty plea about the immigration consequences and the risk of deportation.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUS Cast. For more episodes of SCOTUS Cast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.